Please be seated. As we've been finding in our study of Jeremiah, there's a common theme in the Old Testament, the sins of unbelief and disobedience. Despite God's faithfulness and patience, the covenant people were covenant breakers. There's nothing wrong with the old covenant. There's something wrong with the people. God would need to supply something more in order for the people to receive his blessings. These three words, a new covenant, only appear once in all of the Old Testament scriptures. After 30 chapters of disobedience, we get to Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, and God promised, quote, a new covenant, end quote, where God would renew his exiled people, write his law on their hearts, forgive their sins, and give them a true knowledge of himself. This is the something more that God would supply in order to establish an eternal relationship with his people. Listen to the words of our Savior just before he went to the cross, Luke 22, starting with verse 19. Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus knew that he had lived perfectly in order to supply what the people could not do, perfect covenant obedience. Jesus would give his A-plus report card to them and put their name on it. But what about their failures? Jesus knew he would also need to receive the punishment required for their covenant breaking. Through Jesus' blood shed for us on the cross, we're reconciled to God. And the Holy Spirit has written his law on our hearts. The Apostle Paul confirmed this in 2 Corinthians 3:3. You are a letter from Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. So in the new covenant, we truly know God, and we love him from our hearts, with all of our soul, strength, and mind. The central thing that the old covenant called believers to do, the Shema, Deuteronomy 6, 4, and following, love the Lord your God, for he's one God. Love him with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And they could never do it perfectly. Under the old covenant, believers trusted in God's promises of a new covenant coming later, but in their animal sacrifices, they could never remove the guilt of their sins. Similarly, this bread and this cup do not remove the guilt of our sins. They only point to it. Only the blood, once for all, spilled in the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, can remove the guilt of our sins. And it has done so. The old covenant believers receive forgiveness the same way we do, by what Jesus would do many years later. New covenant believers receive forgiveness by what Jesus did many years ago. Hebrews 10:10, we've been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. A few verses later, Hebrews 10:17, there's a quote from the same passage in Jeremiah 31:34 where God promised, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. The great promise of the new covenant was that God will remember our sins no more. Now, since God himself remembers our sins no more, there's no room left for us to remember them. There's no room left for us to hang around with guilt and beat ourselves up with guilty consciences. He has forgiven us, and so therefore our consciences must be clean and clear. His word is written on our hearts by his Spirit. We're free to serve God. Receiving the bread and the wine is proof of his sacrifice, proof of his forgiveness, that we rejoice in the spiritual presence of Christ.